Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Past couple of weeks, we were in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 4, speaking about marriage. And we had a couple of weeks there about marriage, and I wanted to move on here when I'm done with the book of Hebrews, which will be in a few weeks. I'm going to devote a couple more weeks about marriage. Some people asked about it this past week, but I wanted to move on, try to get book of Hebrews completed, and then probably have two or three lessons maybe about marriage, and divorce, and remarriage, what the Bible says about it. It's very important in our culture today, and we'll be looking at that in the next few weeks. But today, let's draw our attention to Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5 and 6. Verse number 5, we read these words. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such thing as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Paul still has in mind what's written in verse number 1. He hadn't got away from that. He hadn't just changed gears and changed directions. Because in verse number 1, it says, let brotherly love continue. You cannot love others and still be envious or covetous of them. That's why it's still in mind about let brotherly love continue. Here, of course, we talked about marriage the last couple of weeks, love there. But here in verse number 5, when he talks about let your conversation, the word conversation, many people think today is your speech and how you talk in your conversation. But this word here, conversation in the Bible, is much deeper, has a much deeper meaning than that. The word conversation literally means your conduct or your manner of life. How you act, let your conversation, how people see you, be without covetousness. In other words, covetousness means the love of money or material things. Literally in the Greek, it means the love of silver or of money, of gold. And very few of us have silver or gold in our pockets anymore. Even the silver we have, you know, that's used to the quarters and the nickels and the not even real silver anymore, you know. But you get the idea that covetousness is that love of not just money, but material things, that desire to have. Greed and jealousy and covetousness are sins that destroy many of God's children. And remember, Paul is not talking to unbelievers. He's talking to believers. Boy, and so many of God's children are guilty of that, and we're going to get into this later on this morning in our lesson, how that some of God's children, they would gain some things and they would profit in life, a better job, more money, and they begin to buy things. And ain't it amazing? You see something on TV, you just got to have it. It's bigger, it's better, it's faster. You know, a new phone, cell phone comes out, you got to have it. A faster computer, you know, whatever it is. Well, a year later, this is almost outdated. And so the idea, though, you've seen this. People, somehow they after get raises and good jobs, well, I think I'll buy me a boat or an RV. Nothing wrong with those things. But all of a sudden, they start missing church because, well, I got to, y'all see what I'm saying. Nothing wrong with it. But when you start using that instead of focusing on the Lord, it's a real problem, a real problem. And that's why Paul is talking to these believers. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Jesus spoke more about attitudes toward money than he did on any other subject. Many of you have heard this before. In Jesus' personal ministry, matter of fact, he spoke more about money in his parables than any other subject at all. For instance, 13 of Jesus' 39 parables are about money. 13 of them, that's a third of Jesus' parables were about, just about money. For instance, the hidden treasure, Matthew 13:44, the valuable pearl, Matthew 13, 45 and 46. The 10 talents, Matthew 25, 14 through 30. And then Jesus said in Matthew 6, 21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So many times Jesus talked about money because he knew, and I'm trying to be nice here, okay? He knows that how much we desire that, and so he talked about that. The problem is not the money or what money can buy. The problem is the love and the desire and the callous pursuit of money and its possession. It's that desire to have that. Paul warns Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter number 6. As a matter of fact, my ordination, Daddy preached my ordination 1997. I was ordained. I think that's whatever. It was 1997. And I still remember Daddy preached my ordination from 1 Timothy chapter number 6. And part of that, it was aimed at me, I know, because he's preaching to me. Let me read in 9 and 10. Well, let me begin in verse number 6. 1 Timothy chapter number 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which, while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Now, I could spend a lot of time here, but I think you get the picture. Notice the word in verse number 10, they pierced themselves through. It wasn't other people that did this. They did it to themselves. That desire for the money, and it affects not only the unbelievers, but it really affects believers in a tremendous. That's why Paul is giving warning here in Hebrews chapter number 13 and 1 Timothy chapter number 6, even to young Timothy. Because, you know, preachers make a lot of money. Just said that. You know, God, y'all been good to me. This church is so good to me. But, you know, a lot of churches, they have this saying, Lord, we keep them poor, you keep them humble. That kind of a thing, you know. But anyway, we see that Paul is addressing young Timothy. Again, because even preachers can get caught in this trap about this. And the word content means to be fully satisfied, to desire nothing more. Are you happy with what you got? Amen and amen. Okay, that does not mean you don't better your life and do better, but what the Word of God tells us, be content with what you have. Oh, I could go on. Covetousness is the opposite of contentment. Covetousness is the exact opposite of contentment. Contentment has much more to do with what you are on the inside than what you have on the outside. Let me repeat that. I wrote that down. I thought it was pretty good. I just kind of thought it came to me. Contentment has much more to do with what you are on the inside. You're content. You're fully satisfied than what you have on the outside, what you possess. The Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter number 4, he addressed this issue, and he had the right idea beginning in verse number 11. Again, Paul speaking to that church at Philippi, and he addressed this thing about being content. Not that I've learned to speak in respect of want, for I have learned, the word learned here, I've come to that conclusion in my life. You know, hopefully in our life, in your life, we've learned things over the past. And he said, I've come to this conclusion that whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Wherever God places me, whether it's in a prison in Rome or whether it's on a mountaintop, whatever it is, I'm completely content because I know I'm in God's will.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.